Overseas hackers used artificial intelligence, AI, agents to target government agencies in a cyberattack last month, the Ministry of Digital Affairs, MODA, said yesterday, following a Financial Times report on the incident. The Administration for Cybersecurity said in a statement that its Cybersecurity Monitoring Unit detected the attacks last month, and that the National Institute for Cybersecurity began issuing alerts on July 20. An investigation was launched immediately, and the source, methods, and scope of the attacks have been determined, while affected agencies have completed their responses, it said. Photo, AP. The ministry did not disclose where the attacks originated. According to the Financial Times report, published on Wednesday, researchers at Israeli AI startup Dream were the first to detect the intrusion, which allegedly used open-source AI agents to build an autonomous hacking tool. It also cited a source familiar with the matter as saying that Taiwan was the target. The tool compromised at least 85 government user accounts and extracted more than 2,500 personnel records before the attackers expanded their operations to Taiwan's Nuclear Safety Agency and at least 7 energy companies, the UK-based news outlet reported. Dream did not attribute the attack to a specific group, but researchers said that internal communications linked to the operation were in simplified Chinese, suggesting the operators were likely connected to China. Meanwhile, the agency said the attacks showed clear signs of originating overseas and involved a hybrid approach combining conventional hacking with AI agents such as OpenClaw. AI agents can rapidly combine multiple attack techniques and use secondary systems, such as backup and testing systems, as stepping stones, making attacks faster, cheaper, and more scalable, it said. MODA said the government has established guidelines to address emerging AI-related cybersecurity threats and would continue to bolster its overall defenses and monitoring for potential attack paths. Chinese cyberattacks on Taiwan's key infrastructure, from hospitals to banks, rose 6% last year from the previous year to an average of 2.63 million attacks a day, the National Security Bureau said in January, adding that some of the hacks were synchronized with military drills in hybrid threats. The threat of AI-assisted hacking campaigns has been growing for years, but ramped up dramatically over the past few months after top AI labs released models, such as Anthropic's Mythos, which can rapidly conduct reconnaissance, identify vulnerabilities, and take advantage of them. Chris Thomas, a researcher and security advocate at the cybersecurity company SemGrep, said the hacking campaign was an illustration of just how quickly AI-assisted hackers could hit their mark. However, Thomas cautioned against exaggerating the power of AI agents. There's still a human in there somewhere. Somebody had to choose who to attack, had to establish an objective, and give it a directive. It's not totally 100% autonomous. There was a capable operator in charge that did that, he added. Typhoon Dolphin was expected to make its closest approach to Taiwan yesterday afternoon through today before continuing west toward China, the Central Weather Administration, CWA, said yesterday, forecasting that mountainous areas of Hsinchu and Myaulli could receive the heaviest rainfall, with precipitation expected to reach 350 to 500. The rain could fall within a single day, raising the risk of torrential downpours, the agency warned. The likelihood of a land warning for Taiwan proper has been ruled out, while the chance of a land warning for outlying Linkiang County has fallen from the previous day's estimate, it added. If dolphins track and the Central Weather Administration, CWA, issued a sea warning for Typhoon Dolphin at 2:30 p.m. yesterday, as the storm steadily moved toward the waters north of Taiwan, with heavy or extremely heavy rain expected over the weekend in the central mountains and the north. As of 5 p.m. yesterday, Dolphin was about 680 km east-northeast of Taipei and moving west at 10 kph, with maximum sustained winds of 144 kph and a storm radius of 280 km, CWA data showed. While the typhoon has slowed slightly, it remains within forecast expectations and would not be longer than previously predicted, CWA forecaster Chu Mei-Lin, Chinese letter, Chinese letter, Chinese letter, told a news conference. The Chinese threat. The military also simulated repelling an attack on Penghu and transporting military vehicles from Huailian to Yilan to reinforce defenses in the north. The government yesterday slowed mobile internet coverage for a large swathe of the central part of Taiwan proper for the first time during annual war games, simulating communication disruption in the event of a Chinese attack or natural disaster. Taiwan, which has long lived with the threat of a Chinese invasion, holds air raid drills along with its war games every year, clearing people from the streets for 30 minutes. During the internet throttling drill, centered on Taichung, only basic mobile phone services worked, although other functions, including ATMs, traffic signals, landlines, and fixed-line internet services, were not affected. Air raid sirens rang. Ironic. The Nagasaki Memorial calls for the abolition of nuclear weapons and peace, but it sided with China, which has been threatening peace in the strait. An official said Taipei yesterday protested the seating arrangement at the Nagasaki Atomic Bombing Memorial Ceremony, saying that the Nagasaki city government's decision to place its representative outside the diplomatic delegation area slighted Taiwan's national status and played into Beijing's efforts to suppress the nation. Representative to Japan Li Yiyang, Chinese letter, said he declined to attend the event because the seat placement deliberately diminished Taiwan's status and dignity, with Chen Mingchun, Chinese letter, head of the Fukuoka branch of the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office in Osaka, attending in his place. Taiwan is known worldwide for its commitment to peace and democracy, Li said, adding that